This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning.
Lots of rain coming in this morning, including some isolated chances for some stronger storms.
And tracking the weather is Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff, who joins us live now with more on what we can expect. Danny?
Appreciate it, Heather. What I look for on radar at any time of the day are lightning strikes, and I don't see any lightning strikes anywhere across North Texas, but I do see some heavy rain enough to slow you down this morning. Of Tarrant County, Johnson County getting some very heavy rain, and that's pretty much 35W from Alvarado all the way up to downtown Fort Worth, and that continues all the way up to the Red River Valley. Very heavy rain. Also up towards out west of us from Decatur to Weatherford, big heavy rain, and a thin line of storms will move through here from west to east as we work our way through the morning.
Thank you so much, Danny. And with some chance of isolated storms, Governor Greg Abbott has statewide resources on standby just in case. Texas A&M Task Force 1 is ready to assist with flood rescues if needed.
There is a potential for high water, especially after a little rain last night. So please follow flood safety tips and monitor road conditions this morning.
President-elect Trump makes another cabinet pick, nominating Liberty Energy CEO Chris Wright to lead the Department of Energy. Wright is expected to support Trump's plan to maximize oil and gas production and boost electricity generation. He's also been opposed to global efforts to fight climate change, calling climate change activists alarmists.
Meanwhile, this morning, the investigation continues after a bullet strikes a Southwest Airlines plane. It was about to take off Friday night at Love Field.
The airline confirmed that one bullet actually hit the aircraft near the cockpit just under the flight deck. Nobody was injured, but it did force the plane to taxi back to the terminal where Southwest provided passengers with other accommodations. The plane was removed from service as authorities continue to investigate whether the plane was an actual target or an unfortunate coincidence of a stray bullet. From the 24-hour news center, Bill McLean, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A tough way to start the week for Spirit Airlines, filing for bankruptcy protection today, citing pandemic-related losses and a failed merger with JetBlue. The airline says flights will continue without interruption as it reorganizes. Spirit faces more than $1 billion in debt payments next year and hopes to emerge stronger through the pre-arranged Chapter 11 process.
A one-sided civil trial begins today over the 2018 shooting death of an innocent man by a former Dallas cop, Amber Geiger. She is serving a 10-year prison term for the murder of Botham Jean. Geiger went to the wrong apartment by mistake and thought Jean was an intruder in her home. Jean's family is trying to collect damages, although it's not likely they will get much. Geiger has no attorneys to represent her and will not be in federal court for the trial. A jury was seated earlier this month.
A Frisco man scheduled to plead guilty to 9 felony charges that include taking his kids hostage and getting into a shootout with police.
On June 9, 2022, Frisco police were sent to a home after reports that Lawrence Porath had violated a protective order and gotten into the house. When they arrived, the officers were met with gunfire and Porath refused to come out. His children were still inside.
It's a gated community, so that's not something that we expect to deal with, but it happened.
That neighbor told us at the time that police ended the hostage ordeal when they kept Porath busy in front and were able to get the children out the back. Court records say Porath is to plead guilty and let a jury decide punishment. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Cowboys have lost four straight heading into a Monday night matchup, but they're trying to keep it together.
Even with the Dallas Cowboys season in the balance, receiver Jalen Tolbert said in an interview before the weekend the team is confident.
It's just about molding those confidence together, going out there and one play at a time, being fully confident, being fully aware of what we have to do and the job that we have to do, and doing it.
The Cowboys will need as much confidence as possible tonight versus the visiting Houston Texans with kickoff at 7:15. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
McDonald's is throwing money at the problem. They're investing $100 million to help get customers back to their locations following the E. coli outbreak. $65 million of the $100 million is going to be divided between franchise owners that were the hardest hit from the outbreak. The remaining $35 million is going to be spent on various marketing efforts.
Meanwhile, this morning, we are continuing to look at olive oil prices.
Now that Southern Europe is starting to recover from a prolonged period of extreme weather and drought, the price of olive oil will go down. Deoleo, which makes several popular brands, told CNBC as long as weather conditions continue to remain stable in the coming weeks, they're cutting the cost in half. Olive oil prices skyrocketed this year to record highs, but the International Olive Oil Council says the biggest olive oil producing countries like Spain, Greece, and Portugal are expected to see stronger harvests this year. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
People who lost everything in a Fort Worth apartment fire trying to figure out what comes next. The fire broke out at a complex Friday night on Randall Mill Road. NBC5's Keenan Willard spoke with some of those who escaped the flames.
Standing in front of the wreckage of what was his apartment building, Orlando Watford can't help feeling a sense of relief.
I'm just grateful I got out. Obviously, it was a close call. I'm glad I wasn't asleep or anything like that.
The fire broke out across the hall from Watford's unit, where he was alerted by the sound of wood crackling.
I actually looked through the peephole first, and I could kind of see like the light from the flames.
He called 911 and rushed down, banging on doors to warn other residents to evacuate. Downstairs, he could only watch as the fire spread to his apartment, destroying his home and his work.
I'm a graphic designer, and then I was just also starting to be an artist as well.
Watford says many of his pieces are motivational, aiming to inspire others to keep going. That's a mindset he's embracing now as he leans on family and friends to get through this.
Things can be replaced, but you know, I can't.
Keenan Willard, NBC5.
Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. Well, last week was a give-back week, giving back some of the gains. We'd seen record highs pretty much across the board. But last week, they started giving back some of the so-called Trump trade. Part of it, a recognition that interest rates may not be going down quite as aggressively as we thought. What really pushed us over the edge were those comments from the chairman of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee in Dallas, and he indicated that we may not be in a big hurry to cut interest rates. Well, by golly, interest rates started going back up, and they're up again today. And the easiest way to see this is we track the percentage possibilities of a rate cut at the next meeting, which is in December. And before his speech, it was in the 80s, you know, low 80s, 82, 84%, something like that. After that, on Friday, it was down to 68%. And today it's 57.7%. And interest rates have reversed. 10-year rates now up to 4.49%. That's holding some of the rally in check. In fact, the Dow Industrials average right now looks down 140 points. The NASDAQ looks up 8. The S&P average may be down 6 points or so. But it's some of these blue chip stocks that are getting hit. One of them is NVIDIA, the new addition to the Dow Industrials average. It looks lower by about $5. There are reports out today that this hot new chip that everybody really wants is running hot and hotter than expected, and it may cause a difficulty in incorporating them into the servers that they want. NVIDIA says this is, you know, normal, but that's a concern. So specifically, a broader concern is the fact that the U.S. has okayed Ukraine strikes deep into Russian territory with U.S. equipment. The question is, does that escalate the tension? You see the effect in energy prices. Oil's been up over the weekend. It's up another 44 cents today, 67.36. Here goes gold up $33.20. That's probably a reflection of that, too. Right now, the Dow looks down triple digits. The NASDAQ looks up slightly. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hope today's not your trash day, as your garbage can may be down the street, but due to the wind and the rain we're getting today. And as of right now, there are more than 10,000 customers without power across the DFW area. So that is not the way a lot of people want to start their Monday.
It is 7:26 at KRLD. Beyonce will be heading home for Christmas. The Houston native is set to perform the halftime show of the December 25th Texans-Ravens matchup at NRG Stadium. The game will be streamed on Netflix for the first time ever. Streaming Netflix.
Uh-oh.
We'll see how that goes. The show is expected to feature heavily from her country album, Cowboy Carter, and Netflix is dropping hints that some featured artists on that album may join her on stage.
Wonder if that could be. Well, the future of the Dallas Wings got a lot brighter. The franchise won the WNBA draft lottery yesterday, and with it, the chance most likely to draft UConn star Paige Bueckers with the number one pick. New Wings general manager Kurt Miller is thrilled.
We know what number one draft picks have done to franchises, and in recent years, how they've changed the trajectory of teams. So super excited to earn the number one pick in the 2025 draft.
Wings star Arike Ogunbowale tweeted, "I just fell to my knees. Thank you, Lord," when the team won the number one pick.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.